Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, November 20th, 2017. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. How's it going, Brian?
It goes mostly, sort of. Yes, great. Good to be here.
It is awesome to have you here. And John Bartolaro, how's it going for you?
It's going great. Until Brian says balderdash, I'm good to go.
Well, what if he says balderdash in a sense that's totally appropriate? And apparently, it's important phone call day. Anyhow, hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is VideoBlocks. I'm very excited about that because they're pretty awesome. And we'll talk about VideoBlocks and their stock image, audio, and video services soon. But first, I am going to say something that may surprise some of our listeners. The Texas Rangers have a search warrant for the contents of the iPhone. It's an iPhone SE that was used in the Sutherland Springs, Texas mass shooting. And I'm totally fine with this. I have no issues at all with this warrant.
I am too.
Well, yeah, who's ever had a problem with a search warrant? Like, I mean, if it's a lawful search warrants have never been the issue. What's your point?
My point is people might be surprised because they don't have all the details. And so when they hear me saying something that they might feel goes against the idea of personal privacy and government eroding our privacy, that they would be a little shocked. But in this case, that's exactly not what is happening. This is a perfect example that the FBI should be following, because the Texas Rangers are doing this totally right. What they did was they went and obtained a search warrant for the contents of the iPhone that are stored on iCloud. This, at least some of that information,
right,
Apple has access to, and with a valid search warrant, will hand it over. And that's exactly how this is playing out.
They're not asking Apple to unlock the phone.
Exactly. This is all about providing something that Apple is capable of producing, and with a valid search warrant, is totally willing to do so.
I don't think anyone on this show right now has ever been against anything you just said.
I think that your statement is absolutely correct.
There is also, however, nothing in this event that precludes the FBI or even the Rangers at a later date trying to also somehow magically force Apple to unlock a device they can't unlock.
That's true as well. And what I'm hoping is that the Rangers are just going by the book, getting the data that they know they have access to, and working with the evidence that's there.
Who has jurisdiction over this particular investigation? Is it not the FBI?
The Texas Rangers have jurisdiction over the investigation. The FBI is assisting.
Ah.
Yes.
Because it's FBI agents that have heretofore usually been the folks that have been interviewed in regards to having an iPhone that they can't get into. In this particular case,
right, and they have used this horrible mass shooting as an opportunity to say, yeah, see, we shouldn't have encryption on our devices. That's bad.
Yeah, need those backdoors. Need those backdoors. That's what they say.
Yeah, which just to me just leaves such a bitter taste in my mouth. Using situations like this to push a platform that is not good for anyone. I'm just not.
That's why it's so important to be well read on these issues, to follow the threads of the good publications like the Mac Observer, who explain all these details so that you can be well informed about what's going on. Otherwise, demagoguery just rules.
Indeed. Well yes. Said, John.
Yes. Okay. So now I'm going to explain a little bit of legal process here, because I've been asked in the past, if a company in this case, Apple, can hand over the information, why don't they just do it? And that's because that's not how the system works.
You mean without being, you've had people ask why don't they do it without being served a warrant?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the deal is that that while Apple has it in their power technically to just hand over information to government agencies if they choose to do so, that's not what they should do. And certainly not in a criminal investigation. So the law enforcement agency needs to establish their probable cause for the evidence that they're collecting, and they need to be able to show that they were justified legally in looking in the places that they did to find evidence. So the way you do that is by obtaining a search warrant. And that search warrant details everything that relates to your justification for this specific search. So here's very likely what played out ahead of time. The Rangers went to Apple and said, hey, we're going to need the contents from iCloud for this iPhone for our search. And Apple did a little bit looking. They're like, okay, great. That's not a problem. We're just waiting for the warrant. And the Rangers are like, yep, no problem. We'll let you know when it's ready. And so the warrant is just part of the legal procedure that establishes that the evidence was obtained legally and appropriately, and helps establish that chain of custody that's so necessary if you end up going to court with a criminal case. And in this case, we don't know what's on the phone, but let's say, just for sake of argument, that they find on this phone evidence that says that there was someone else involved in the process somewhere along the way. So now we have a conspirator. That conspirator can now be charged with the crime or something related to the crime, depending on how Texas law works. And because that evidence has been documented as obtained legally, that arrest will hold up in court, and the evidence can be presented in court to show the state's case. So anyhow, that's a lot of legalese right there ish to explain why, even though Apple can hand over the information, they need to wait for Texas to give them the warrant.
And that's the case all of the times. A company that starts handing over information from our online accounts, our social networks, or they couldn't necessarily with the device without having a warrant, would be rightfully brutalized in the press,
like cell service providers were.
Maybe yes,
they were doing that very thing.
Well, actually, that's a good point, because the cell service providers were never really held to account for that. They weren't. That's an excellent point.
Yeah, I mean,
they weren't. They weren't held to account. They weren't brutalized in the press. It was, the vast majority of people don't even know that happened. It didn't even go to the top of my head.
No, but
I'm hyper focused on this.
But now I've planted that seed, and it's going to eat at you. And on one hand, I'm sorry, but on the other hand, I know this is something that you're probably happy you reminded about. So anyhow, we're all in agreement. This warrant is a good thing. It's an appropriate thing, and I'm glad to see that the Texas Rangers are using the legal process appropriately to get information from a phone.
One thing this Texas Ranger thing punctuates is that people who are accused of crime haven't yet lost their rights.
Yeah.
People who are accused of a crime still have the same rights anybody else does.
Yes, that's true, and that's very important. That's critical to the legal system in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is VideoBlocks. And I've been using VideoBlocks to get some of the stock images that I'm using in parts of the graphics that I'm making for articles on Mac Observer. I've also been using their stock video content for some other projects that I'm working on. And what I found is that their content is awesome. and they have a really great mix of content in their audio, their video, and their image databases. And it's easy to search for. That's one of the things that I've been really impressed with. I can search for anything and immediately have just like tons of options pop up for me. And instead of that being overwhelming, all I have to do is click one of the category suggestions that'll list across the top of the screen and narrow that focus down very quickly. And so it's very easy for me to find the types of content I want without having to scroll through like 30 pages of videos or images. And I just love that time-saving feature. So the deal is they have over 150,000 videos, they have over 100,000 audio clips, and they have far, far too many images to even shake a stick at. And I've seen some pretty serious stick shakers in my day. So what I would love is for all of you to be able to take advantage of the special offer that they have just for us, the Daily Observations crew. And that includes you, listeners. So head over to their website, videoblocks.com/TDO. And what you're going to get is their triple bundle when you go to that URL. So instead of paying $149 a year for one of the services, which in and of itself is a great deal, you're going to get all three for $149. So that's unlimited access to all of that content. But here's the deal. You have to do this before the end of December because this is a limited time offer. So November, December, then not. So do this now. Head over to their website, videoblocks.com/TDO, to get all the stock video, audio, and images you can imagine for $149. That's videoblocks, videoblocks.com/TDO. And it's a great deal. So thank you, Videoblocks, for being our sponsor. All right. So, Brian, you did something really cool on Friday. You went on a field trip.
I did. I went to the Apple Park Visitor Center, which opened to the public. It had been open to Cupertino residents for a window on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Apple did invite some members of the press to an earlier event, but now it's open to the public, meaning that if you are hearing this or if you are not hearing this, which I think covers most of the people in the world.
Yeah, most of them. You can go. Most of them.
You can. One of the two. You can go to the Apple Park Visitor Center now.
That's really cool. So you did that very thing, and what was it like?
Okay, well, so first of all, it's part retail store. I found several reports saying that there would be no products for sale. There would be no Apple store at the visitor center, and that's just flat out wrong. There are all of the Apple products at the visitor center. But what you don't get are the daily events, the community events, and mm-hmm. you don't get the Genius Bar. So it's a place to go in and shop. It also has a cafe. There's an augmented reality demonstration that I'd love to talk more about. And there's an observation deck. And of course, you can sort of kind of see Apple Park, which I think is another topic for conversation. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to hear about?
Is part of it underground or is it all on the main level?
It's got three levels of parking that are underground.
But what we see in that first photo is everything there is above ground.
Yeah, it's hard to capture the entire building. But you're basically seeing, like one corner of it looking down its length in the photograph that I posted in the piece, the first photograph that I posted in the piece. And, yes, to answer your question, yes.
Okay. So my first question, Brian, for the Apple fans that have always used Apple's campus store as part of their pilgrimage, mm-hmm. does this still serve that purpose for them?
Yeah, in fact, it's got some stuff that what used to be called the company store at One Infinite Loop is now called Apple Infinite Loop. Because, you know, Apple did the thing where they took the store out of their stores names, which is just silly and pretentious, but whatever. So that's Apple Infinite Loop. It's still there and it still has a couple of shirts. It does not have the old huge variety of Apple branded products you could buy. So, you know, no keychains, no hoodies, no
awesome cups, notepads.
No awesome notebooks. God, I love those old notebooks. Oh, okay. But it has additional shirts. So, and I've got pictures. I actually did a separate piece looking at the merchandise you can buy. They've got 16 different shirts, three different hats that have the Apple logo on the side, two shopping bags, which is kind of a weird choice, but whatever, and then some baby shirts and a onesie.
Shopping bags totally make sense because so many municipalities have banned plastic bags.
Yeah.
Brian, did you eat in the cafeteria?
Well, I got coffee because it's not a cafeteria. It's a cafe, and it's not really a cafe. Oh, okay. It's a coffee bar with snacks. So there's you're not going to go in and order a meal, at least not as of this writing. And they don't really have the facilities for that either.
They've got this writing.
Sorry. old habits. What it does have is two ginormous and extraordinarily expensive espresso machines. They don't have any coffee syrups except for mocha. So, like, you know, you can't get yourself a vanilla latte. You also can't get an iced latte, which is like a, you know, huge crushing blow to me because...
Can I get tea there?
Yeah, they had teas.
Okay,
good. Definitely had teas. And they have like you know, the snacks are all like nice and healthy snacks, of course, because, you know, Apple. And it's things like, you know, like nuts and some fruit stuff.
Please tell me they sell apples.
I forgot to look. And you are... I did end up ordering a mocha. And it was... I'm not a huge fan of mochas, but it was the best mocha I've personally experienced, which really isn't necessarily saying a lot, except for the fact that it was tasty. And they the orders for this, by the way, the menus are all on iPads. And there are employees who stand there, and I checked that just to make sure this wasn't just the opening day stuff. There are employees who will hand you an iPad that is dedicated to serving as a menu. Mm-hmm. And then there are other employees who will then turn around and take your order on their iPad, and you can pay for it using Apple Pay or credit cards or whatever. And then they'll text you when your drink is ready.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So the campus... Being able to see that, what was that like?
Well, I think the visitor center is a stroke of genius. All right. Apple has built destination architecture, right? They have a building that is the kind of building that people would travel to see if they could. And you can see it from the visitor center, but in between the visitor center and Apple Park, i.e. in between you and Apple Park. And this is including the observation deck, the beautiful and lovely observation deck that is the roof of the visitor center, right? Mm-hmm. In between you and the Apple Park is a busy street. I think it's six lanes altogether, and a berm and two lines of trees.
So this is way off in the distance.
Well, it's about, you know, 100 yards, maybe even 100 meters, maybe a little bit further. So it's not that it's that far away. It's just there's a lot of stuff in between you and the Apple Park. So Apple built this gorgeous, amazing building. And the visitor center, architecturally speaking, is very similar to the new Chicago Apple Michigan Avenue store in Chicago, and even a little bit sort of like the Steve Jobs Theater, but not at all. And it's beautiful and it's lovely and it's gorgeous, but they put it in a place that's not actually connected to Apple Park, so that all the people that are coming to this visitor center, this focal point that Apple has given to people to come and visit, they're not going to be like in the way of Apple employees. They're not going to, you know, like you go, you drive to Infinite Loop and, you know, you could just like park anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get up. You can't go into the buildings except for the company store, but you could theoretically like walk all around Infinite Loop on the outside and, you know, like listen to people talking or, you know, hassle Apple employees if you, you know, if before you got stopped by security. Mm-hmm. And but that's not the case at Apple Park. It is separate from Apple Park.
Is there an outer perimeter, or could you mosey from the visitor center through the trees right up to the building?
You'd have to go across six lanes of traffic.
Yeah, which you could, you know, you could cross it. You could cross at a corner, I suppose. I didn't try to do that, John, but Apple Park is not set up to allow people access to the building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
You know, you'd be climbing over that berm. You'd be having to go through the trees. And one of the interesting things to me is like some of the trees are tallish. Some of the trees that are on the closest to the road, right? Mm-hmm. They're pine trees. They're quite tall. But there's a bunch of other trees that are not tall yet. And when those come in, you're going to see less and less of the Apple Park from the visitor center.
So realistically, what I should do is come visit soon so that I can see the same view you have before the trees block it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now I have an excuse to come hang out with you, as if I needed an excuse to come hang out.
Exactly. With you. Exactly.
You know what they're missing there in the Apple Park ring? They're missing a little coffee bar in the middle called the Ground Zero Cafe.
Why would the
insider joke? That's the cafe at the center of the Pentagon. Ground Zero.
Just right. A joke. So the other thing that I think bears mentioning is the augmented reality demonstration.
Yes. Tell me about that. And then we're going to wrap up.
Yeah. So Apple has built this aluminum full reproduction of the entire Apple Park ground. Mm-hmm. And it is lovely. It's this gorgeous, it's probably aircraft grade aluminum because, you know, Apple. And you've got like the ring, you've got the Steve Jobs Theater, you've got the parking, you've got the, you know, the electricity generating machines, but it's just all, you know, otherwise featureless aluminum. And what Apple has done is they've built some dedicated iPad apps that use the AR kit in iOS 11 mm-hmm. to allow you to look through through the iPads that they give you and see the Apple Park brought to life. You know, all the trees, all the sidewalks, all of the, you know, everything. Yeah. You can even like with a flick, you can flick the roof off of the main ring and look inside the building.
It is
stunning. It is stunning. It is real looking. I posted a photograph of looking through it in the article. There are several photographs in the article that I think show the place off pretty nicely. But this AR demonstration is it's like the vanity project to end all vanity projects, and it is gorgeous. The reason to make the pilgrimage all by itself.
That is so cool. And the photos that you have in your article are really nice.
Thank you. Yeah, so, the iPhone 10.
All on the iPhone 10 because yours had arrived just shortly before that.
Yeah, the day before. The camera on that thing is just amazeballs.
Oh, it is. Which reminds me, Brian, I have a photo I need to send you. I did a panorama last night as the sun was setting.
Listen, dude, I do not want another one of the... Wait. It's not that kind of pick, is it?
No.
Okay.
This is the other kind.
You did say you needed a panorama.
And so I understand your concern about the photo you're going to get. Totally makes sense. Well, on that fun note, we are really...
I'm 12.
...out of time.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Brian, thanks for being here today.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having us.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
You're very welcome. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. And thank you to VideoBlocks for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, videoblocks.com/TDO, to get that triple bundle, $149 for all the video, audio, and images, all one price. It's amazing how much stuff they have. So go check it out, videoblocks.com/TDO. And listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.